Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to get our old friend, our really, really old friend, Ken Grombach, back on the show. 16 years. We've already celebrated his 16th anniversary. That's the reason I'm calling him an old friend. He's the original resident demographer in our brain trust. He's the nationally recognized expert in demography and generational marketing. The author of a number of books, including one of my favorites in my library, The Age Curve. And he's our good friend, Ken Grombach. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Welcome back.
Bright sunny day in central Connecticut.
Yeah, it's about time, isn't it?
I didn't say warm.
Hey, Ken, Russia is big in the news these days. Mr. Putin, Comrade Putin, is pushing the envelope of a lot of folks, and he's pushing all the buttons and sticking his thumb in the eye of President Obama and, by extension, you and me. And he's kind of balancing on a little bit of a knife edge, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
On the one hand, he's having great success. He was shown as a kind of a statesman when he tried to broker the Syrian deal, and he just had the Olympics, and now he's gotten the Crimeans to vote that they want to join. You know, so on the one hand, he looks like he's a world player, but that's just one side of the knife edge, isn't it?
Yeah. In 1995. Jim, the Soviet Union broke up or thereabouts,
mm-hmm.
Day, right? It was a process, mm-hmm. And at that time the population of Russia was 150 million. Now, keep in mind, though, I'm coming at this from a demographic standpoint. That's what I do. 150 million.
The population of the former Soviet Union.
The population of the Soviet Union was much larger.
Right, okay, so you're saying after the breakup and what wound up being Russia proper was 150 million.
150 million.
Yeah,
what
okay.
It is today?
How much?
Today it's 130.
Wow.
Now, you don't want to do that. When you have what they call, or what the State Department calls, a net death country, you have a problem. And then you have to look closer and see, well, what's the future hold? And keep in mind, too, that Russia has a pretty open immigration policy, which means that they allow people to come and live there. But it's not like there's going to be droves of people.
How do they protect their borders anyway, right?
Not really, no. But just recently, like as recent as like six or eight months ago, Putin instituted a policy whereby he would actually pay people to have children.
Wow.
And it didn't work. People did not take him up on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's not a law that you can enforce.
Right.
I mean, how would you enforce it? But people did not take him up on it. And right now, for instance, in Russia, their abortion rate and their birth rate are equal.
Wow.
It's one on one. Yeah. Well, and
plus the fact.
Better.
Plus. Oh, go ahead.
Well, a 16-year-old male. In Russia, statistically, a 16-year-old male has a 50-50 chance of making it to about 58.
What?
Yeah, 50-50 chance.
Because of just alcohol. Yeah, they got a real serious.
Alcohol is a big.
They've always had that's a perennial historical challenge for Russia, isn't it?
Yeah. So now here you are. You're Vladimir Putin. And you're a pretty smart guy, but you're a former KGB, and you're not a former diplomat.
Right.
You're a former, you know,
you're a thug.
He's a thug.
He's a thug.
That's exactly what he is. He's a thug.
Yeah.
He he's got to fix this problem because demographically, Jim, if you don't fix a population issue that he right. has, if he doesn't fix that, he does not have a country
right.
in about 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there's no taxpayers. There's no taxpayers, there's no leadership, there are no entrepreneurs.
Well,
no
especially, and here's the thing, though. Not only, never mind the replacements, but if you've got people, if there's an outflow of people, if people are trying to leave Russia, and even if you shut it down, you don't have a productive populace if the people who can't get out want to get out.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about productivity.
Yeah, we'll do that after these messages, folks. This is another, the reason I like talking about this, folks, very similar to the conversation about China. We think Russia's our enemy. We think China's our enemy. They're their own worst enemies in many ways. Ken Grumbach and I will be right back. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.